Bhagavad Gita, chapter 11, text 32.
Obviously, this verse has been selected because of the recent disaster of the tsunami washing away so many lives and villages and people.
So this verse has been selected in relation to that tsunami. What is the Krishna conscious perspective of this? Prabhupada writes in one purport that Krishna conscious means to see as Krishna sees. In other words, to see according to how does Krishna view everything? Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur described Jagat Darshan and Golok Darshan. According to Jagat Darshan, or ordinary vision, we see everything in this world as objects for our enjoyment. And according to Golok Darshan, we see everything is meant for Krishna's enjoyment. Many times when there's so much concentrated human suffering, people say, then where is God? People who say like this are simply demonstrating their rascalism. They're thinking that, well, we were living peacefully and happily and nicely, and all of a sudden the wave came and swept us away. This means there's no God, or God is very bad because he didn't protect us. Because we think like that, we are subject to suffering and material life. We think, I am here in this world to enjoy myself, and God, he should just help with that. That's his job. Everything we're supposed to do for his pleasure. We're supposed to be his servant. Not that we're supposed to make him our servant. Nor is it possible that he will be our servant. Nor is it possible that we can be happy in this material world. But we are thinking, I shall be very happy and enjoy myself. We'll go fishing as usual and kill a few thousand fish, and the money we get from that, we'll drink something and smoke something and like this. So the people of the world are shocked. So many people died. Whenever anyone dies, you say, oh, we're very sorry. I remember that a few years ago, this Mother Teresa of Calcutta died.
Next one?
Of Calcutta. So, it came in the newspaper, all the world leaders were writing, we were shocked to hear of her death. What's shocking? She was already over 80 years old. You think she's going to live forever? That is the nonsense. They think we should live forever. We should live here and be very happy and, you know, enjoy ourselves and give a few rupees to Mother Teresa, and then we'll be very good. So people like to think, I am very good, and therefore God should make me happy. Devotees told me they heard some interview of some man in America that he was on holiday in France and he had a heart attack. And he saw his body lying there, but he couldn't understand what was going on. And he was saying to his wife, what's this? You've made some wax figure of me.
That's?
Wax figure of myself. And then he described, he doesn't know, but it's exactly the description in the Bhagavatam, that he was made to walk on a dark tunnel. There are all dogs biting him and people coming and poking his eyes and telling him all the details of all the bad things he'd done throughout his life. And anyway, at some point he remembered something in his childhood. He had gone to church or something like that. He remembered something about God. And then he came back in the body. And then he saw his wife and he thought, what is this wife? What have I got to do with her? And he looked back through his whole life, and he thought, well, actually, I thought I was a good person, but I was going to hell. And he realized that, you know, even though I thought I was a good person, actually I was so hypocritical, and I was causing so much pain to others, and every so-called good person is going to hell. So the real disaster is not that people are dying anyway. You could put in the paper, disaster, 10 million people died. 10 million, what happened? Well, one had died of old age, another had cancer, another in a bus accident, you know, like this. Ahani, ahani, bhutani, gacchanti, hayamalaya. Every day so many people are dying. Anyway, so many people are dying. When quite a few people die all at once unexpectedly, we call it a disaster. But much worse disaster than tsunami or whatever is that people die without having become Krishna conscious. One who dies or leaves the body having cultivated Krishna consciousness, that is glorious. But they're thinking, oh, these people are suffering so much. Their fathers and their husbands died and their homes got washed away. But the ones who died, they're suffering more. Now they have to get the karmic result of all their sinful reactions. And the ones who are left behind, they're going to have to suffer in future. So the real disaster is that we're not Krishna conscious. And we're going to have to suffer birth after birth after birth until we're Krishna conscious. Time to time, this kind of so-called disaster comes, just so that we should think, actually, that what's life all about? Just in 1 second it can be finished. We're thinking everything here is permanent, it's very nice. We're building houses and making plans for my career and all this kind of thing. But wherever we are, whatever we are doing, at any second, life can be finished. Just like Noah going for a walk on the beach, the dog is taking them for a walk on the beach, and all of a sudden, you and your dog become fish food. All of a sudden, you never even know. Did anyone know this word tsunami 2 weeks ago? No one knew. It's just like in Gujarat, there's a new word in Gujarati, earthquake. They didn't know the word, now they all know, after that earthquake a few years ago. And after that earthquake, they were afraid to live in high-rise, they were sleeping outside, they were afraid if they go in a building, it will collapse, and they didn't want to build big buildings. But again, they're building big buildings, just a few years afterwards. And they said, no, these are very strong buildings. Because Maya is like that, they're thinking, well, it won't happen again. This whole Southern California, Los Angeles, Laguna Beach, San Diego, San Francisco, it's all on a major earthquake fault. Any time there can be a major earthquake. But people, they go every day and they see Los Angeles is there, and the next day it's there, and the next day it's there. And they think it's always going to be there. That's the way Maya works. Just like Mother Teresa was there, and the next day she was there, and the next day she was there, and then she died, and we are shocked. Because we think she's always going to be there. So, considering the tremendous amount of sinful activities, the most surprising thing is not that there's tsunami, but why not more? So people say, well, this is very heartless, you see, you're not very sympathetic for people suffering. But actually, only devotees are sympathetic for suffering. No one else is sympathetic. We see that how much people are suffering in the tsunami. But we also see that even without that, they're suffering. People are thinking this is a cause of great suffering, but anyway, they're suffering. What they call normal, happy life, that's also suffering. And after death, how much we have to suffer. In modern life, the people, they're doing so many sinful activities, and they think it's normal. Nowadays in India, anywhere, people have no idea what is pap, this idea, something is sinful. They lost that idea. There's so much, for instance, abortion, and people think it's a public service. So many girls are getting pregnant before marriage, so obviously they have to have an abortion. Or they're from a poor family, they already have 4 children, so doctors helping them by giving an abortion, controlling the population. Why don't they say, is it tsunami, controlling the population? They always say we want less population. All right, so now why are you not rejoicing? They have so many twisted ideas that we should have no restraint on sensual enjoyment, but no more population. So they want to enjoy, but they don't want to take responsibility. And so many things. People think eating meat, it's all normal, good for health, very good policy, eggs for school children. Means they all have to, you're training the children how to go to hell, that's all. Training them how to engage in sinful activities. Now Virapan is dead. They're saying he was a great public enemy. But everyone is a public enemy. Parents are the worst enemies of their children. They're teaching how to eat meat and how to take all these sinful activities. So they're condemning them to sinful life and going to hell. They think I'm helping my children, but they're actually helping them to go to hell. So you may think, well, this is very heavy talk. But yes, life is very severe without Krishna consciousness. But we don't take it seriously. So time to time, Krishna arranges something like this, just to remind us that you should take it seriously. But instead, we have relief work. We'll try and make it better so that whoever of us is left, we can go on enjoying life. So they're just preparing the way for the next disaster, that's all. Without teaching Krishna consciousness, and by promoting sinful activities, we are inviting earthquakes, fighting terrorism, tsunami, all this kind of thing. These are the laws I've mentioned. They're very stringent. At least previously in India, if this kind of thing happened, people would understand. It's karmic reaction. But now they've become such atheists and demons, they just try to give some scientific explanation and that's it, finished. So in the Krishna Conscious Movement, we are very, very sorry that this tsunami has taken place. We are very, very sad that so many people left their bodies without taking to Krishna Consciousness. And therefore the devotees of the Lord, they are very busy to try to take Krishna Consciousness to others. Devotees, they don't lament on the material platform. That was Krishna's first words to Arjuna. Gatasun, what is that? Gatasun? Agatasun chananu so chanti panditaha. Those who are learned, they do not lament for those who have come or gone or going. They don't lament for the body. But they lament for the lack of Krishna consciousness of those who have achieved this rare human form of life. Labdva sudurla lamidam bahusambhavanti manusham ardidam nityam apiha druva turnam yate tanapated anumrityayav nishriyasaya vishayakalu sarvatasyat. Lord Krishna warns us that we have achieved this rare human form of life after many, many births. This human form of life is very valuable because in the human form of life we can cultivate Krishna consciousness. But it's temporary. Don't have much time. Any second we can pass away, and maximum we can hope to remain in this body for 100 years. Mostly we won't stay 100 years. Now I crossed another year. Now I'm 48. Now this body is 48 years dead. So probably I can't expect another 48 years. And of those, 18 years were totally wasted without any contact with Krishna consciousness. Waste. Spoiled. So we don't have much time. So we should make this sankalpam. that before this body drops dead, or gets washed away by a tsunami, or whatever, we should cultivate Krishna consciousness, so that we don't have to get another body. If you think, well, what about, I have to enjoy myself. We can go to the water park on the beach at the Injambakam. We can enjoy, there's so many things we can do to enjoy. But we already did it. As a cat, as a fish, as a dog, as a pig. Sense gratification is available in every form of life. So if we don't take to Krishna consciousness, then again we'll have the opportunity for sense gratification as a cat, as a fish, as a dog, as a pig, as a buffalo, and everything. How seriously we should take this human form of life. You can go back to the fishing village after 1 year. You'll find everyone's joking and laughing.
No.
Probably already, they're already doing. Maya, they're now they're saying, oh, how bad. Then after some time, they anyway. Materialistic people are very expert at adjusting their consciousness so that they can go on trying to enjoy sense gratification. So this is a warning. Smaran nityam anityatvam. Always remember, everything here is temporary. The devotee's consciousness should be entirely different from that of the materialist. Devotee sees, I have no relationship with this material world. My relationship is with Krishna and his devotees. My only duty in life is to serve Krishna and his devotees. This is Krishna consciousness. If we're not in Krishna consciousness, then we're part of the disaster. Dying, 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 getting born again, dying, getting born again, dying. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jatare shayanam. It's just like you see the young puppies, they're jumping, happy. So it's like that, we get born again and again. You get born as a puppy and jumping and then poof, smash. Jump, go under the bus or something like this. Natural, what's that? Natural selection. Then you get born again and in Chennai, and get your degree and go to America and get lots of money and build up your business empire and then poof, smash. Not shh. And then you get born as a cockroach. High class cockroach. And you become the biggest cockroach in the schoolroom. Feared by all the other cockroaches. And then one day they come with a spray. And the cockroach goes upside down. Like this. This is your life. Disaster. You can write the biography, every living being in the material world. So many biographies, there's some place on the internet, they have 20,000 sanskrit biographies, concise biographies. It's a big business writing biographies. Someone must have written a biography of Kapil Dev, the cricketer, isn't it? Any famous person, they write. And then, who is that? There are so many, Gavaskar. Someone must have written their biography, isn't it? Because it's people buy it, it's good money. So they're writing so many biographies. Did anyone write a biography of Tendulkar yet? Already they wrote? No.
It's them.
They already wrote it, yeah. Even though he's still a young man, but it's a business, writing biographies. They used to do after the people died, but now they do it before. Because by the time they die, no one will be interested in them anyway. Only as long as they can hit a ball and run, which they go up to about, what, age 30, 32, something like that. And then after that, they forget them anyway, and then there's someone else. So anyway, have biography maybe of Napoleon or something like this. Netaji, better be careful what you say. Better use foreign examples, otherwise they'll come and shoot me. Napoleon or Churchill or something like that. So they go up to the end and then they say they die. And they think that's the end of the life story. It's not the end. See, you can write the life of, so he did this, he did that, he did that. And what did he do next? And he did this. And what did he do next? And he did this. And then he died. And then the question, well, what did he do next? What happened next? No, he died. No, but what happened next? No, he died. But what happened next? Oh, mosquito biting. That was Napoleon. Oh, sorry, I didn't realize. So, we don't know how much suffering is there. We think, glorious life. Everyone, they're simply going into different rooms and suffering. One Prabhupada, he told, there was one astrologer told one of the prime ministers of India what happened. One man in Sweden had two dogs, and one of them in the previous life was prime minister of India. This is reality. We are so foolish that we think the tsunami is a disaster. It's only a small part of the disaster. The whole of material existence is a total disaster. And as long as we think it's anything but a disaster, then we are also part of the disaster. So better get out of this disaster. The first impetus for spiritual life should be to understand that this material world is simply full of suffering. Real spiritual life means to love Krishna. But we are falsely, or we have a false sense of love for Sutta Mita Ramani Samaji, this friendship society and love. And we are thinking, I want to be happy by enjoying my senses. So the beginning entrance into spiritual life is to understand there's no enjoyment in this material world. Then we should start to find out what is the alternative. The alternative is to love Krishna, go to Krishna. But we try to avoid this. Generally it's said you shouldn't talk about death, it's inauspicious. This is foolishness. We should talk about death. We should talk about how to go beyond death. It's a reality. We don't want to die. We think it's inauspicious, but everything in material life is inauspicious. Everything that is not Krishna conscious is inauspicious. Just like we try to find an auspicious time for marriage or starting a business. But unless there's Krishna conscious, it's all inauspicious. And if it's Krishna conscious, then it's all auspicious. So, don't be part of the disaster. We should be part of the disaster relief. Best disaster relief is distributing Prabhupada's books. But people think that disaster relief is relief for the body. And don't talk about death. But unless we talk about... They say talking about death is inauspicious. But unless we talk about death, there cannot be any auspiciousness. I was at some program in England and some man, he was about 60 years old, he said something, and I said, yeah, you should be serious, you're not going to live very long, you're already old. Everyone was shocked. Oh, you shouldn't speak like that. You should speak as a fact. He's already, you know, almost 70, so how long is he going to live? Why don't you consider? People think, oh, this is very impolite. You see so many old people, they're like that. They can hardly move, and there are so many things wrong with them. And, oh yeah, everything very nice, yeah, good day, and what's on the TV, and come in, have a cup of tea. And... South India. So they're so foolish. They're getting all the signs that they have to leave their body, and still they're going on, yes, yes, we shall enjoy life, and everything nice, and be happy in materialistic existence. Krishna is giving us all indication that we should be serious to serve Him. But we are such nonsense that we have no desire to do so. So I predict there will be more natural disasters. Whether you predict or not predict, there will be anyway. This is the material world. Welcome. It says Mother Maya. But we are calling, welcome to the spiritual world. Get out of this disaster of material life. Chant Hare Krishna. Develop our love for Krishna. This is the real disaster. We don't have love for Krishna. Duradaiva Midrushami Hajani Nanarada. This is our bad luck, or this is our misfortune. We don't have taste for Krishna consciousness. This is the root cause of all Duradaiva, all misfortune. What was the cause of the tsunami, earthquake off Sumatra coast? That's only the partial cause. The real cause is lack of Krishna consciousness. That is the cause of all the problems. So, disaster relief, distributing Prabhupada's books, this is the best disaster relief. People don't understand this. We distribute food, they think that's disaster relief. Because they think we are the body and the body needs relief. And they see a book, we can't get any sense enjoyment out of the book. What is the use of a book? But if you read the book, if we read the book, then we will understand what happened. Anyway, you can translate it. If we read the book, then we can understand that our real benefit comes from understanding that we're not a body.
Understanding?
We can understand that our real benefit comes from understanding that we're not the body. These books are different to every publication in the world. The newspaper is having advertisements. How to enjoy. Go to the water park. Enjoy. And then they just go, oh, disaster. Very bad. Now we can't enjoy. So all this literature is simply misleading us. Even most of the so-called spiritual literature is misleading us. The art of living, how you can live in this world very happily, all rascals. How you can get free from stress and really enjoy life. This Krishna, he teaches us something completely different. That we're not meant to be happy in this material world. People come to the Swamis, oh, I'm having so many problems. So the real sadhu will say, very good. That it's good that you realize that you're having so many problems, because whether you realize it or not, everyone is having so many problems. Birth, death, old age, disease, these are problems. People may think, oh, I lost so much money, so I have such a big problem. Or someone stole my TV set. But when the tsunami comes, you don't try to save the TV set. And someone who survived, they thought, oh, I'm very lucky. House is washed away, their TV is washed away, but they think I'm very lucky. Their house had burned down and they were not there, they would think, oh, it's very bad. I lost my house, I lost my TV. But because they gained their life, because they saved their life, they think I'm very lucky. So at the time of death, we realize our house, our TV, our friends, our relatives, we should understand that none of these things can help us. We have no actual connection with these things. But at the time of death, it's too late to realize because we spoiled our whole lives. So these books give the knowledge how we can utilize our lives properly, get free from the disaster of repeated birth and death. So devotees who give this knowledge, they are the greatest welfare workers. Tava katamritam tapta jivanam karibi iridam kaumashapaham smaranamangalam srimadatatam guvivinandiye guridantam. Those who, this topics of Krishna, they give actual relief to people burning in the fire of material existence. Simply remembering Krishna is all auspicious. Therefore, those who are distributing this knowledge of Krishna, they are the actual welfare workers. And the so-called welfare workers who are only caring for the body, they're actually contributing to the disaster. By stressing on the body only, then they're causing the disaster to continue. But they will prefer that yes, there was a disaster, but we shall adjust and we shall go on nicely and enjoy ourselves in material life. They will rather suffer repeated birth and death, earthquakes, tsunami, and so many things, than surrender to Krishna. Therefore they are rascals. Therefore they must suffer these so-called disasters, over and over again. We are bringing it on ourselves by refusing to surrender to Krishna. People will not like to hear this. They will protest very strongly.
Oh,
they're innocent people. How can you say that? No one is innocent. We all have to take responsibility for our actions. This is Krishna conscious vision of the disasters in material life. So you may say, well, it's very negative. Well, material life is all negative. There's nothing positive about it. And it's actually positive to be very realistic of that our prospects of happiness and peace and well-being in this material world are zero. Our prospects, possibility. But we are not like the impersonalists who just simply want to negate material life. We are saying, come to the spiritual world, come to Krishna, where everyone is, there's no tsunami there, is one thing. But everyone there is drowning in the ocean of nectar, of love of Krishna. So this tsunami we should bring, Krishna consciousness. Everyone gets drowned in love of Krishna. The materialists are very expert at floating on top of the waves of the ocean of nectar of Krishna consciousness. They won't go into it. The materialists are expert at floating on top. They won't get down into the nectar of Krishna consciousness. So devotees seeing all these things, they should be very serious to preach Krishna consciousness. This is our conclusion. We should not get drawn into the mundane lamentation for the body. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any questions?
We have a real relief for pronouncing.
Oh yeah, soybean question. I was told that many devotees in Chennai are fond of eating soybeans and soybean derivatives. But actually Prabhupada said it can't be offered to Krishna. So if you want to follow what Prabhupada says, then you shouldn't eat it.
In the soybean or the soybean in the Sayagudiya
meal maker
in the Krishna Naivedyam Saya தகுதி அற்றது என்று புரோபாத் கூறியிருக்கிறார். ஆகையால் புரோபாதை பின்பற்ற வேண்டும் என்றால் நாம் அதை எடுத்துக்கொள்ளாமல் இருப்பது நல்லது.
It's not part of Krishna's meal.
அது கிருஷ்ணனுடைய உணவில் ஒரு பகுதி அல்ல.
Then there's any questions related with the class?
இந்த இன்றைக்கு கிளாஸிலிருந்து ஏதாவது கேள்வி?
I have a question here. Shall I read this question? Just a second. Most of the tsunami victims were children and women. How do we understand this from a spiritual perspective?
இந்த சுனாமியினால் பாதிக்கப்பட்டவர்கள் பெரும்பாலும் குழந்தைகள் மற்றும் பெண்கள். அவர்கள் எப்படி இதை இந்த கிருஷ்ண உணர்வுகளான விஷயங்களை புரிந்து கொள்வார்கள்?
It's another nonsense idea that women and children are all innocent.
பெண்கள் மற்றும் குழந்தைகள் எல்லாம் ஒன்றும் அறியாதவர்கள் என்று நினைப்பது மற்றும் ஒரு முட்டாள்தனமானது.
Everyone in this, no one in this material world is innocent. Everyone is responsible for not being Krishna conscious.
இந்த உலகத்தில் யாருமே எதுவும் அறியாதவர்கள் அல்ல.
By the arrangement of Daivi Maya, people are brought together who have to suffer the similar karma. And so thus there are air crashes, earthquakes and things like this.
மாயினுடைய ஏற்பாட்டினால் கஷ்டம் அனுபவிக்க இருப்பவர்கள் எல்லாம் ஒன்று கூட்டப்பட்டு இம்மாதிரியான மற்றும் பிளேன் கிராஷ் விமான விபத்து இதெல்லாம்
ஏற்படுகிறது.
People have seen this disaster, so why can't a change in common people will come?
Why doesn't a change in common people come after seeing the disaster? Maybe we have to go and preach to them more.
நாம அவர்களுக்கு இன்னும் அதிகமாக பிரச்சாரம் செய்ய வேண்டும்.
But that I was saying, you see, just like in Gujarat, they were all afraid of the earthquake. Then again, they're building big buildings. They're no longer lamenting. They're still doing their parties. And the foolish tendency of the conditioned soul to attempt to enjoy this material world.
நான் ஏற்கனவே கூறியது போல் குஜராத்தில் நிலநடுக்கம் வரும்பொழுது பயந்தார்கள். ஆனால் இப்பொழுது மீண்டும் அடுக்குமாடி கட்டிடங்கள் எல்லாம் கட்டதான் செய்கிறார்கள். அவர்களுடைய நிகழ்ச்சிகள் எல்லாத்துக்கும் செல்லத்தான் செய்கிறார்கள்.
So we should preach Krishna consciousness very clearly.
இதை இந்த முட்டாள் மக்கள் மறந்துவிடார்கள். ஆகையால் நாம் இந்த கிருஷ்ண உணர்வை அதிகமாக பிரச்சாரம் செய்யணும்.
If we preach it in a sentimental manner only that oh you'll be happy and you think I don't need Krishna consciousness to be happy. I have my girlfriend and I have my car and I have my job. What do I need Krishna consciousness?
நாம் இதை இங்கே நீங்கள் சந்தோஷமாக இருக்கலாம் என்ற ரீதியில் பிரச்சாரம் செய்தோம் என்றால் அவர்கள் நான் சந்தோஷமாக இருப்பதற்கு என்னுடைய பெண் நண்பர்கள் இருக்கிறார்கள் என்று கூறுவார்கள்.
So we should preach very clearly that there is no happiness in this material world. It's an ongoing disaster.
நாம் அவர்களுக்கு மிக தெளிவாக பிரச்சாரம் செய்ய வேண்டும். இந்த பௌதிக உலகத்திலே எந்த விதமான சந்தோஷமும் கிடையாது, தொடர்ச்சியான அழிவுதான் இருக்கிறது என்று.
It is not optional, it is a necessity that we take to Krishna consciousness.
இந்த கிருஷ்ண உணர்வை தேர்ந்தெடுப்பது என்பது ஒரு நாம் எடுத்துக்கொள்ளலாம் இல்லை என்றால் இல்லை என்ற நிலை இல்லை. இதை கட்டாயமாக நாம் எடுத்துக்கொள்ள வேண்டும்.
Unless you consider repeated birth and death as a good alternative.
இல்லை என்றால் நாம் இந்த மீண்டும் மீண்டும் பிறப்பது இருப்பதை தான் ஒரு மாற்றாக எடுத்துக்கொள்ள வேண்டும்.
We should preach like this.
இவர்தான் நாம் பிரச்சாரம் செய்ய வேண்டும்.
Then at the next earthquake or riot or whatever it is, then maybe people will begin to take it a little seriously. If they've heard this, they haven't heard it. No one's telling them.
இதை அவர்கள் நாம் எடுத்து சொல்லி அதை கேட்டார்கள் என்றால் அடுத்த இயற்கை சீற்றம் வரும் பொழுது அவர்கள் இந்த கிருஷ்ண உணர்விலே மிகவும் மும்முரமாக இருப்பதற்கு வாய்ப்பு இருக்கிறது. ஏனென்றால் அவர்கள் இதை கேள்விப்பட்டதே இல்லை, அவர்கள் சொல்லுவவர்கள் யாரும் இல்லை.
Better than life is TV. What's the use of being alive if I don't have my TV? Life without TV, unthinkable. Hare Krishna.